call the March 5th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum and a properly noticed meeting. Please rise and join us with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And thank you all for coming. It's good to see a crowd. Item one, we do have a properly noticed in quorum. Item two, approval of minutes in your packet. You have minutes from the February 5th meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. If the commission doesn't object, I'd like to move to item 3B first. Sorry, Nick. Threw a curve at him. Jack Arstiza, Alice Stiza, Jack Arstiza Revocable Trust, owner a division of an existing lot into two lots, located 9745 West Wolf Road. Mr. Fuchs. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you, sir. This is a certified survey map. These items are for Plan Commission recommendation and Common Council approval. Staff is recommending approval of the CSM. As shown on the screen, it's a vacant lot currently on Wolfville Road, immediately north of the Wyndham Ridge subdivision. That would be the smaller lots immediately to the south or to the bottom. The owner of the property would like to subdivide the property almost exactly in half, right down the middle, to create two buildable residential lots on this. It does meet the minimum requirements for lot width, lot size, all the UDO requirements. It would be smaller than those other lots. The two new lots would be smaller than the other lots of Wolfa Road, but it would be larger than the lots within the Wyndham Ridge subdivision. The only condition that staff had, or recommended condition that staff had, was the applicant to complete the site intensity calculations and to verify that there's no protected natural resource features on that property. Otherwise, staff was recommending approval.
So I note that if we go on the north side of Wolfville Road, west of Trinity, we've got a lot of 333 feet, a lot of 232 feet, another one of 232, one of 275. Then if we go on the same side of the street, we've got one at 393, another one at 3, and this subject lot is 340. 250 and 280. So it would get his lots, in my view, substantially smaller than the surrounding lots.
For sure on the ones in Wolfville Road, yes.
That's what I consider their neighborhood because it's their front door. Comments from the commission?
Bless you.
Commissioner Fowler, excuse me.
Yeah, Joel, I noticed that I sort of agreed with your recommendation, but I did walk the lot. Is it the planning staff's recommendation, knowing that there may be no natural resources on that lot, that they still should fill out the, because it doesn't appear to be anything of value, and I don't know if that's a needed cost for that since it's really a turf grass lot.
Right. Normally, we just automatically ask for them to verify it themselves once in a while. They ask if we could do it. If we feel comfortable making the call, we would. In this instance, yeah, based on air photo interpretation, there doesn't appear to be anything there. We would want to look at historic documents as well. If the applicant wanted us to do that, we felt comfortable, we would do it ourselves.
So have you approached the applicant and asked that question? Have they responded?
That I'm not sure. Oren was working with them. I don't know if he posed that option or question to them yet.
Is the applicant in the audience?
Yeah, I believe so.
Would you like to come forward? Give us your name and address, please, for the record.
I am Catherine Stiza, 2023 Springbrook South, Waukesha, Wisconsin, 53186.
I guess the question I would ask is if this recommendation, the Natural Resources Protection Plan is required under our UDO, but it appears that this is a site is mostly a turf grass lot with very few natural resources. Would you be willing to allow the planning staff to take on that responsibility of putting together that Natural Resource Protection Plan? Or what would be the option you'd have?
What we do is, if there are none, we'll do a letter to that effect. If there are any resources, we're not capable of mapping that.
So if they found, they would take on that responsibility, but if they found those natural resources, they would have to refer to you, and you'd have to get the plan put together. But
that's fine with us.
Okay.
Commissioner Thames.
Mr. Dito, your recommendation to approve, is that based at all on the fact that it does meet the minimum requirements of the R3E? Is that the basis of that recommendation to approve?
Yes, and I did do a quick check myself today through our files to see if there was any staff condition or city condition of approval. I wanted to double check that, of why those lots were that size. I couldn't find anything.
That was going to be my next question. Is these, are these lots actually part of the Windham Hills? They're not actually within the subdivision boundary?
Correct, they're not. It was originally, this property was subdivided into four or five lots, one large lot for the Windham Ridge, and then these individual smaller lots on Wolfville Road. And then they did another CSM immediately after that to do another lot on Wolfville Road closest to Highway 100. And then immediately after that, they did the subdivision plat for Windham Ridge.
Mr. Dito, I apologize for the interruption, but who is they?
The owner at the time, Carstensen, Mark Carstensen.
Okay.
So these lots are not part of the actual subdivision platting?
Nope, a prior CSM.
Because I was curious how they got to be so large, if they would have been part of it, seeing that all the other lots are smaller. You don't know of any reason why that necessarily happened that way.
Engineering comments were, please remember, if you do more than five lots, you will have to do a subdivision plat and not a CSM. That's the only notes I could find that would be related to this at all.
I'll just tell you, this one does not make me happy, but commission shall do what the commission shall do. Is there action, Mr. City Attorney?
Only, I'm guessing there's a question of what amount of discretion there is with regard to land commission approvals on the run here. I'm recalling, because the issue hasn't arisen in a long time, but land divisions are not like rezonings where Plan Commission, Common Council has broad police power discretion. I don't think it belongs here for 1-3-4. When it comes to land dividing, the only basis for other than approval has to be found in the municipal code, unified development ordinance, or comp plan, or the like. And I'm hearing from staff that there's no ordinance which is not being adhered to in any way, shape, or form. So it does appear to be an administrative decision-making process.
I'm sorry, Alderwoman Mayer. She raised her hand so quietly.
I know. You don't have eyes in the back of your head.
Just the sides.
The other lots on the north side of the road, are those buildable?
Yes.
Lots?
Tight, but buildable.
So anything that would be built on those lots anyway would have to be smaller in scale to, you know, what's being built.
What
has
bit.
Been built there already.
Is there a motion to recommend approval or denial of a resolution conditioning approving a two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of parcel 2 of certified survey map 7251 being a part of the northwest one quarter and of the southeast one quarter, section 8, township 5, north, range 21 east of the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County?
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Commissioner Fowler.
I have one last question. I don't know if you can... This might be something you can't answer, Joel, but the one large lot in itself would be of a value, have a certain value to it. By splitting into two lots, would the city gain and increase property tax over a single lot, or would we lose?
I don't know enough details. I suspect that the price that they can sell it for and the value of the home. I'm not sure what the final answer would be.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's continue to deviate from the agenda, please. Go to item 3, see Autumn Leaves, Natural Resources for Special Exception. That has been approved by the Common Council. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. As you may recall, that one of the conditions of the city's approval of this project, recommended by the Planning Commission and approved by the council, was the submittal of a more detailed natural resource, actually mitigation plan, portion of the natural resource protection plan. The applicant did provide some additional information that was originally in your packet. At that point, staff was saying that still was not detailed enough, but still was recommending approval because it was appearing we were heading in the correct direction. Still not detailed enough, so then we were changing it from review and approval, a review by the Planning Commission, approval by the Council, to review and approval by staff. They've provided some additional information this afternoon. I believe it was at your seats today. That may be good enough for staff. We'll double check it. I just took a quick look at it. That may be good enough. So I'm still recommending approval subject to staff review and approval. But it appears this information might be enough.
Is there a motion to approve the recommend approval of the Natural Resources Offsite Mitigation Plan subject to staff review?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those, that would be staff review and approval. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mr. Haley? And all along the mayor?
Yes.
Yep. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks, Don. Go shovel your sidewalk. Okay. Now, move to item 3A, sub 1. Resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for properties located at 10819, 10835, 10847, and 10836 West Allwood Drive from residential to institutional use pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.101, sub 4, sub B. The net of this is to take those four lots and make them part of your church.
And five parts, and one of which has a public hearing.
Okay, but we're on first part.
Okay.
Which is not a public hearing. Questions, commissioners? Is there a motion to approve resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use? I always do that. Future land use map for properties located at 10819, 10835, 10847, and 10836 West Allwood Drive from residential to institutional use. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, Commissioner Fowler.
Just a quick question. Am I to understand that the church owns those properties at this time?
Yes, they do.
Commissioner Thinnes.
Those are non-tax properties right now, right? That's because the church owns them, not by virtue of their zoning.
Correct. They were taxable, now they're not, and now they're not going to be again.
Are you sure?
No. So for the record, I'm not sure, but...
Question for the city attorney.
We've got a city attorney here.
Question for the city attorney. If they are owned by the church, but they were platted as single lots... And if they were sold as residential properties to other...
I don't know what the status is on these particular properties.
Okay.
So you can't.
Just because they're owned by a tax exempt entity
doesn't mean they always will be. They could be made as, if they were sold to a private property or some, or not a private, but if some individual bought those to reside as a resident and build a house on it.
No, there are area limits and size limits and right. such within the 70.11 listing of all the exemptions. So I don't know what the current status is.
Any other discussion? Alderman Mayor.
How long have they been lots and they were just sold to the church this summer, I believe. So how long has it been vacant?
Mr. Residential.
That's not, that's probably 15 years.
2002. Oh. 2002 was the...
It was when these lots were created.
Great.
And it was zoned institutional at that time. When they created the lot, they did a rezoning to change it to R3.
Was it institutional for school, or was it
church?
Church.
I believe it was for the church, yes.
Any other discussion? There is a motion on the floor to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2, a motion. I'm sorry. Got ahead of myself. An ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone certain parcels of land from R3 suburban estate single family to residential district to I1 institutional. This is a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs has a notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 5th, 2015 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Southbrook Church, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone certain parcels of land from R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District to I1 Institutional District for the properties located at 10819 10835, 10847, and 10836 West Allwood Drive.
This is a public hearing. I will now open a public hearing for public comment on the rezoning application. Anyone wishing to speak? You only get 5 minutes.
I'll do it in three. My name is Jonathan Masirian. I live at 7333 South 69th Street in Franklin. I'm a 10-year resident of the city of Franklin. Serve as the lead pastor of Southbrook Church. Southbrook is an evangelical, non-denominational church serving around 850 to 900 people. They're Franklin's largest Protestant church. Southbrook Church has enjoyed a very strong relationship with the city of Franklin, having donated thousands of hours of volunteer service back to the city. Just this morning, the city health department called me with a request that we were able to fulfill. The plans that we bring before you have been carefully scrutinized by our master plan. Scrutinized, and our master plan is designed to help us accomplish the goal of connecting to more Franklin residents. Being a religious nonprofit, all of our funds are donated willingly by the generosity of hundreds of individuals and families. This phase one expansion that you see will allow us to provide larger and safer child care facilities, increase our youth programming space, allow us to serve even more Franklin families. Knowing that financial resources are limited, we have narrowed our scope extensively in this phase one expansion. Our intent is to limit as much as possible any exterior costs so we can focus on internal building needs. Southbrook Church is in a very unique location in that the public will never see two-thirds of our building because the facility is blocked by trees and wetlands. Many different church committees and professionals have reviewed these plans, and we are confident they meet the guidelines and the intent of the city of Franklin. Southbrook has a very long history of service to our community and partnering with our community. We partner with Robinwood Elementary School, providing staff with meals and also serve as their emergency evacuation site. We work closely with the City of Franklin Health Department. Had the privilege for the past 6 years of serving as chaplain with the City of Franklin Police Department. Our future plans place a very definite limit on the maximum expansion of our facility. We have so restricted the scope of this expansion that there's even no plans for office space for all 7 of the staff. Due to outside economic factors, our time frame is very tight, so we are ready to go now, especially as the pricing for construction is at this point very favorable. We really appreciate the city planning staff's recommendation for keeping this approval process moving forward to to allow site work and some early start footing and foundation work to commence on our current property before some of the Allwood property items are officially finalized. It's our desire that Southbrook continues to positively influence the City of Franklin, that this proposed project allows us to make the best use of funds available to further the goal as well as the greater mission of the church. Also, our architectural and engineering team is present and available to help the planning commission.
Thank you, Pastor. First, let me thank you for your service, not only your church. As I've said on a couple of occasions, only good can happen with a church and a community. And so I thank you for your church, your service to your church, but as well, I thank you for your service to the city and specifically the police department as their chaplain. So thank you. I appreciate that. Any other person wishing to speak on the rezoning of the four lots to institutional? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Give us your name and address, please, for the record.
Phil Tone, 7935 South Mission Drive. Not going to fight the rezoning or anything. Just we're four houses down there. Should I point it out? Or
if you'd like, sure.
So we're here, and then our neighbor's street would be here, so these two lots here. We're just a little concerned about being impeded on that much. And all we really were requesting is to have some kind of berm and maybe some plantings done just to kind of buffer us a little bit.
Okay.
Is that a possible...
man that makes that decision is right there.
Is there already like a thick line of trees?
Well, like there's nothing there now, obviously, with the leaves gone and everything else, you know. And, I mean, 18,000 square feet and 23,000 square foot additions are significant. Plus all the other 200 parking spaces that were added last year. But, yeah, actually you're going to add a fire lane or something. If you could maybe put that berm by the fire lane or something.
Oh, I think we'd be very open to work with the city.
I mean, we're not talking, I think most of the neighbors to the south of us are pretty much unaffected.
Not sure.
It's just us three or four houses that are really right in there.
Could somebody give a little detail?
Sure. Let's do one at a time.
Yeah.
And again, I'll accept the public comments because that's what we do, but it should be on the rezoning request for those four lots. But it's okay. We can talk.
Yeah, we didn't understand. It looks like it's kind of tied together in a certain
Believe me,
way.
I get it. It's okay. We're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah, but absolutely. Thank you. And the pastor, you guys get together.
Yeah, right.
And the good neighbor, would you like to?
Well, yeah.
Please come and give your name and address.
Yeah, hi. Mike Stritty, 7925 South Mission Drive. All we were here, and obviously Phil asked the same question, is we really don't have any visual detail of what's going to happen. Is that going to be discussed now? Is there a map that would show that, where the fire lane goes, which direction the church is going? Because I have no issue with the church either. Good neighbor, we have no, but we just want to.
The street, the site layout will be, but not the building. But certainly, you know what? Do you object?
No, I will say all of the information is on our church website. All the maps and plans and diagrams are all I have a card.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Dad.
Don't kill me on the screen.
And maybe you could just...
Well, that's okay. I don't need all of these, so you're welcome to come and have these. Or you're welcome to look at the screen.
But I think while we're here, if he could go back to the plot plan, maybe I can just. Is that something you could just point out, kind of based on the overview? Can you lose the drawings and go back to the plot plan that you had before? Just, yeah.
Is
we sit here, okay, the church is going to go this way. We're kind of talking about, there's a tree line that was a windbreak. Now, some of our trees are missing. Jeff had to take down. We're representing some other neighbors, too. And some of the other people also. Yeah, that's Kyle, yeah. And we're, yeah, go ahead.
So the building is coming in this direction, back here.
There.
The fire lane will extend this way and come this way.
Okay.
So the fire lane, remember, it's not to be used for commercial purposes. So people aren't going to be driving and shining their
lights
here.
That was one of our questions.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah. So the fire lane is coming this way and then moving back around this way.
So the fire lane from, because some of this is designated as marsh or wetland. You're not even coming anywhere near close to that. You're just going to the parking lot.
What land delineations are?
I'm with you on that. So you're basically doing that.
Excuse me, sir. Commissioner Fowler.
I'm just going to make a recommendation. At a public hearing, really what you're supposed to do is direct things to the Planning Commission.
I was just about to do that.
My suggestion would be, I don't want to cut off this dialogue because it's excellent dialogue, and I'm hoping it continues. But what I would recommend is after you make your comments at the public hearing, I believe we allow our hallway to be used if you're quiet enough or move down away from the Planning Commission and then discuss these options, because this is what we look for. Cool. Is at a meeting like this, you may find that you can resolve any kind of issues, and I don't consider this an issue, but this minor problem that might be resolved between the two parties. But really, for a public hearing, we're supposed to direct comments to the Planning Commission, because they do go into the record.
Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
No, thank you, Commissioner.
So how do we end this? Do I just walk away and we talk to the pastor, or?
Well, that certainly is the best option.
But that's after the public hearing. The public hearing will be closed.
I try to be polite and diplomatic,
so,
you know.
We'll talk with the pastor. If we have issues, then do we bring it up to somebody else?
If you have issues, then actually the best way to do that is first call your alderman, Dan Mayer, and then to contact city staff, specifically Joel or
any one of us or me.
Certainly.
Done.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate you coming. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I will close the public comment period. Public hearing.
Yes, sir.
Dang, it's old habit, you know. All right. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone certain parcels of land from R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District to I-1 Institutional District?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion of the motion to approve? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve the zoning change signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're going to move to right-of-way vacation recommendation upon a resolution to vacate approximately 0.467 acres of right-of-way in an undeveloped cul-de-sac at the west end of West Allwood Drive adjacent to the properties located at 10819, 10835, 10847, and 10836 West Allwood Drive. Mr. Deedle.
Staff is recommending approval of this part. It does require a public hearing at the Common Council based on the time frames for that, which are pretty long by state requirements. It won't be on the council agenda until the first meeting in April. So that would be the last item the council will see in regard to this project. Staff is recommending approval. We talked to engineering, of course, and they didn't believe that they would need a cul-de-sac or anything special at the end of Allwood, so the whole thing could be vacated. It wouldn't cause any problems with snow plowing or anything, they said. So staff's recommending approval, but it still has to be a final decision at council and a public hearing at council.
Commissioner Fowler.
That little stub that will be left on Allwood going past Mission, that's just going to remain? Will that have to be repaved or the?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, what responsibility does the city have for that? Maybe the city engineer can answer that.
Mr. City Engineer.
I talked to our DPW staff, and we had no problem plowing that. There's really just one driveway on Allwood, and actually it's kind of a nice place when we're plowing snow just to shove it at the end with having to deal with the cul-de-sac. Okay. So we're okay with this.
But I'm just requiring, would we have to repave that at some point? If we ever had to redo Allwood, we just would leave that go, or would we have to repave it?
I guess it depends on what kind of condition it's in. Sure, we would have to repave it.
Anyone else? Is there a motion to recommend the common council to undertake street vacation proceedings upon the petition of South Brook?
So moved.
South Brook Church, Inc. to vacate approximately 0.467 acres of right-of-way in an undeveloped cul-de-sac west end of West Allwood Drive.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're going to move on to item four, a resolution conditionally approving a one-lot certified survey map being part of northeast one-quarter of northeast one-quarter of Section 18, Township 5, north, Range 21 east of the City of Franklin. Mr. Deedle.
Again, staff is recommending approval. Two conditions, which are also repeated again in the site plan resolution, but staff is recommending that the applicant do a natural resource protection plan for those four lots. They didn't do the wetland delineations yet. So that is one recommended condition. And if they find anything out there, that information also be reflected on the conservation easement. It's my understanding the applicant is okay with that. And otherwise, staff's recommending approval. And the only else I could think of would be that related to that would be just the reason for this. Again, they have setback issues for the fire lane from the building. Acquiring these properties and combining them with their church property allows them not to have any setback issues. So staff is recommending approval.
Commissioner Fowler.
Do we need to include those recommendations in the motion, or are they already?
They're already in the, okay. The resolution.
Thank you.
Mr. City Attorney.
Is the certified survey map approval conditioned upon the right-of-way vacation ultimately being approved? In other words, is the right-of-way on the CSM? Let's put it this way. It doesn't matter, but I'm here. It's what?
It's noted as vacated.
Okay. Are these items except for the right-of-way vacation proceeding to the common council prior to April 7th?
Yes, everything will be together except for the right-of-way, which comes afterwards.
Well, the certified survey map requires that the vacation occur, then how do you approve the CSM for the public hearing on the street vacation? And same with the site plan amendment. If the site plan doesn't show the public street there, ultimately, well, this evening, if there's an approval, that's got to be conditioned upon all.
So add that as a condition.
I only bring it up because it sounded like your thought was it balance of this proceeds to the next council meeting.
Correct.
Well, it's all going to have to be contingent on the
yes.
April 7th meeting.
Yes. And probably to make it more clear, should be added as a condition or added to the motion.
Is there a reason why they all wouldn't go together on April 7th?
The applicant didn't want to. They wanted to get as many approvals as quick as they could in hopes that that would further support them asking for an early start permit for land disturbing and footings and foundations.
Portions of the site plan on the existing church property versus the board.
Okay, but they're all contingent the right of way vacation.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a one lot certified survey map being a part of the legal description previously mentioned, conditioned upon the approval by the common council of the preceding, in this case, two subject matters. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion? Commissioner Fowler.
Would it not help the applicant if we did bundle this and take it all at once, or is there something I'm not seeing that would not, that would seem to expedite it faster than the way they thought it might be expediting it faster?
Mr. Deal.
Everything's going as fast as it can to the Common Council. We had a scheduled public hearing for the Comprehensive Master Plan 30 days ahead of time. Everything was able to line up on the next council meeting, except for there's an extra long requirement for the street vacation public hearing notice. We couldn't. Everything would have to be pushed back for that, and the applicant didn't want that.
Okay, so it is expediting to his
as much as we could.
So that yeah. They're acceptable.
Our first recommendation has been and always is everything together. The applicant specifically and strongly asked for us to do it this way.
Com- Commissioner, excuse me, I apologize, Alderwoman Mayor.
Is this for the bidding process?
Could be, but I'm not sure.
Construction costs aren't favorable.
Commissioner Thinnes, and then Commissioner Hogan.
Just a little clarification regarding the order of this stuff. If the vacating of the cul-de-sac didn't happen and wasn't approved, would that affect any of the other stuff that's in motion other than the fact that it wasn't approved? I mean, if they own the land, it's already been rezoned, and they decide not to put a cul-de-sac in there, couldn't the right-of-way stay there and not be a hindrance to anything that goes on? They just don't do anything with it.
Yes. If the CSM gets approved and the street vacation doesn't get approved, the lots disappear, but the right-of-way stays. They would still be okay. They could build.
Mr. City Attorney.
CSM would have to be amended.
Yes, to show that that right-of-way stays.
And so the right-of-way border does not create a problem with the setbacks that you mentioned earlier.
Correct.
So the CSM would have to come back.
Yes.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We move now to the site plan amendment. A resolution amending the site plan for the property located at 11010 West St. Martin's Road to allow a 23,600 square foot addition to the rear of the existing Southbrook Church building along with its installation of a fire lane. Mr. Deagle.
Staff is recommending approval of this as well. Same two recommended conditions as with the CSM regarding the Natural Resource Protection Plan, particularly for the wetland delineation. And if they do find anything to reflect that in the conservation easement, would also would need to be shown on the CSM as well. A couple suggestions. One, we're suggesting that they add some additional brick on the south, sort of southeast elevation, but only a suggestion. And also suggesting that the applicant contact the Parks Commission to begin discussions about a future possible trail that would connect, go through their property, the church property, to Allwood Drive and connect to St. Mark's Road. Staff's not, the applicant is willing to discuss that. Staff is just suggesting that they contact the Parks Department to start that conversation. The reason I mentioned that is on a related matter at an earlier Common Council meeting, a couple of the aldermen were aware of that trail possibility and were very excited about that possibility. But again, we don't think it's applicable in this instance. It's not yet identified in any detailed fashion in a park plan or anything like that. So we didn't think it was appropriate to make that a requirement or a condition. We're only making a suggestion that they start those talks. But staff would support a trail in this location as well. We also touched on a couple other things. They are hoping to get approvals as quick as they could, as many as they can, so they can get an early start on construction, and that the future path is something that staff would be supportive of if we could somehow find a way that we can all agree to make this work. So staff's recommending approval.
The contemplated future path would be paid for by whom?
Those are the details that would have to be worked out. They didn't want to tie themselves into any set position. They just wanted to see what could be worked out.
Okay, the mayor says, let's not get real excited about going in front of the Parks Commission. Okay, questions for staff? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion to approve a resolution amending?
Mayor,
yes, sir. I'm sorry. Hey, come on.
Even though I'm sorry, I should have. I was stumbling here.
Commissioner Fowler.
I am excited about that trail because I'm on the trails committee. But the question I have is, my understanding with impact fees, they can only be used on property owned by the city. So if the trail is going to be funded by impact fees, which everybody wants to fund things with the impact fees, the city would have to own the trail. And all those details would have to be hammered out. So if that impact fees, another funding source would have to be found.
Correct.
Grants or some other.
Correct.
Okay.
Commissioner Thinnes?
I'm good.
Okay, gotcha. Is there a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for the property located at 11010 West St. Martin's Road to allow for a 23,600-square-foot addition to the rear of the existing Southbrook Church building along with a fire lane, conditioned upon approval of the Common Council of the preceding four subject items?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carries. Okay, last item on the agenda is agendas. In your packet was sample agendas, which, frankly, I like better than what we're doing now, even though they're not that much different. Comments on format, we've got two of them for you. The reason I have heartburn about this is, frankly, I think our existing format is difficult for people to understand It's difficult for people to understand what's going on. So, Commissioner Thinnes.
I like the first one. I like the bold public hearing. Very easy to see.
So, up in the upper right, does it say draft one or draft two?
Draft one. First one. The second one, well, it says a public hearing shall be. I don't like that word, shall. And don't we sometimes have, as opposed to may?
Or will?
Or should.
Isn't there a lot of circumstance, or not a lot, but sometimes circumstances where a public hearing won't be held based on the result of a prior action on the agenda? So some of those actually are potential public hearings?
Actually, I thought about that, and what happens is if a public hearing gets put over for some reason, but I thought there still shall be a public hearing that it's to put over to the next meeting.
Should, shall.
I don't know, I looked at my notes from the last time the commission looked at this, and I think Commissioner Haley was the one who liked it spelled out somehow, and I was just, it was deadline day for agendas, so that's the way it ended up. It does say public hearing on draft one. And a public hearing is intended to be held on this matter. Public hearing is required for this matter pursuant to whatever, and then you're picking and choosing the various code sections as well as the statute.
Well, I think this agenda should stipulate that it's happening, not that it's potential or it's required or that it may happen, but that it is actually happening. And that's where the word public hearing.
Sounds like the word shall.
No, I guess the point I was getting at is like tonight, let's say something didn't get approved on that had a bearing on the item that has the public hearing attached to it, and then that item wouldn't even be, it would be moot.
Well, but
because the prior item didn't get approved, and it would just fall off the agenda.
But legally, it's still noticed, so people are legally here. Right. We would have to legally tell them that there is no public hearing. Right?
And then, under that scenario, you've got five items, none of which are public hearing, but number two puts the last three off the agenda, in effect, then you'd have, for every single item, you'd have to put this item is intended to be acted upon or reviewed by the Plan Commission, but maybe it might not be, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Commissioner Fowler.
What I'd like to see is public hearing required, because what has happened in the past, I agree with you, you shall, but if you say public hearing is required for that item, then what you're stating is, and we've had cases where we've had to drop public hearing, or a public hearing carried over, and I think Kevin and and I were on where we went all night and then came back to the next planning commission, and I continued the public hearing that had been held on the day. And I believe we did that. I think, Jesse, you remember. I can't remember. It was like a long time ago. It was when the master plan was
being put together.
It's happened a number of times where, for a reason of time, not for anything that happened during the planning commission, public hearings had to be bumped to the next. So if you say public hearing is required, that means, yes, it's required, but unfortunately, for circumstances beyond the control of the planning commission, we had to move it to the next planning commission. We're telling them we'll make every due diligence to have that planning commission or that public hearing at our meeting, but if circumstances so make it impossible, then we move it to the next one. But public is noticed that it's required, so they might have to come again. It is an unfortunate thing. We try to avoid it, but it does happen. But if you say shall, it means it's supposed to happen that day, and I don't like that. It required it, but it's nitpicky, I know, but.
Commissioner.
And I don't want to sit here and argue semantics, but saying that it's required doesn't help the audience. That's what my concern. They don't know that they need to show up. They just know that somewhere along the process it's going to be required. There's some reason we can't say will.
How about schedule? Public hearing schedule.
I like that too.
I'm so happy with all of that.
They all have their problems.
Mr. City Attorney.
Public hearing on this matter is scheduled for this meeting.
There you go. Love it. So let it be written, so let it be done.
Okay, so we're all
but
working on
deferred.
always an option. At least they don't show up.
We're all working off draft one, right?
Right.
Okay, so my suggestion is that the agenda item titles be bolded. So call to order and roll call. Approval of minutes. Public hearing business matters, not the parentheses. And then each individual item's heading, as Joel's got them here, Fountains of Franklin would be bolded. Tuckaway Pines Condominiums would be bolded. What I'm trying to get to is attract the common citizens' attention to the common language of what's going to be discussed. Similarly, item D, business matters, those two words would be capitalized. Steph gets it. Good. Is there a motion to...
Make a motion.
Excuse me, City Attorney. Sorry, Penny.
Just one note. I didn't catch this the first time. This was before the Plan Commission, but this was an actual agenda from May 18th of 2006. And the last item in 2006 was the Plan Commission agenda format.
What's that?
That's karma.
It's the Plan Commission agenda format.
That's karma.
Somebody picked that.
That's karma.
Now, except for the emboldened ads, this was one of them before.
We should double bold that and underline it.
Is there a motion to adopt the agenda format as discussed this evening based on draft one?
Motion to approve.
We'll give that to Commissioner Hogan, seconded by Commissioner Fowler. All those in discussion? Mr. City Attorney.
Actually, it's based on draft two. Because it has the bold public hearing is scheduled on this matter, is scheduled for this meeting. That goes well beyond just stating public hearing, which is draft one. That's really the difference between.
Yep. Yeah. Commissioner Hogan, is that your motion?
Yes, it is.
Commissioner Fowler?
Agreed.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Discussion seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all.